Yeah. Do you mind?
Not at all. No, okay. I'll just wait for him.
So Tim was answering some questions there for us at the end of the movie, and he said that there is news about your son, but he couldn't talk about it. I'm presuming that then that's good news.
Yes, and I hope, you know, I still believe that my son is still alive somewhere hidden, you know, by the criminals, and he didn't do anything wrong, and he's just a child, and you know, there's a gut feeling that I know, like parents always have about, you know, their loved ones, that he's there somewhere, and that is more, even make it more painful, you know.
How old was he when he was taken?
He was less than three.
Two years old.
Yeah, almost three, but it wasn't three yet when that happened.
How did you meet Tim?
Well, the Lord sent him to me to help me in this. And, you know, but, you know, but it's so painful, you know. Parents is something I wish that nobody has to endure.
Well, the work that Operation Underground Railroad does, does that help offset some of the pain?
Yeah, it helps. Knowing that there are people who care, you know, and knowing that there are some efforts that are being done to let other people be more conscious about the problem, because it's something we're living with, and, you know, if we don't have an organization like that, you know, a lot of people are suffering around us. Just because of that, you know, if you, when a parent has this child being trafficked or stolen, you know, it's horrible.
Your orphanage.
Yes, I'm running an orphanage.
Yeah. So are you seeing more kids from operations like the one that was shown in the movie? Are there more kids coming to your orphanage now, rescued?
Yes, and but I don't know how many, you know, how many. I've heard after that the government has done something, shut down places that are not good, you know, for children to stay in. But, you know, but I know it's a major problem there, because, you know, the social services, you know, in Haiti is not strong enough to, you know, to protect or care for all for the needs, you know. And that makes it even more difficult for them. But we're trying our best. We're struggling, and we try, you know, to love the children that we have, and provide for them, trying to give them a good education and protect them, you know, because, you know, this makes me understand that we have more criminals in our society than we even ever realized.
Does the work that you do with the orphans, does that help you as well?
It does, but it hurts me even harder sometimes, you know, knowing that I'm caring for other people's kids, and, you know, and mine is being taken away from me, you know, it's like something unfair, you know, and, well, it's life, you know, it's something, you know, no matter what I do, it's something I have to live with. I remember when that happened first, and I was crying like a child, you know, at a police department, and one of the officers said, come, he said, look, you need to be a man now, because it's something that, you know, you need to face, and crying will not change anything. But I said, look, you don't understand how close I was to that child, and, you know, what, you know, well, since then, you know, I learned, and I, you know, and I try, but I will do anything, even giving my life to that, you know, to bring him back, you know, to his siblings, and to give them the answer to the question we've been asking for all these years. Where is it? You know. And, well, it's a drama.
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
What, can you spell your name for me?
Julius. Oh, can I give you a card?
That would be excellent.
Yes.